Harlequin Audio is proud to bring you Undertow by Elizabeth Heathcote, performed by Henrietta Meir. Chapter 1. Paula had every light on in the kitchen. It was nearly June, but gloomy, raining and cold. Miserable weather, even for England. She would have been happy to stay indoors all day, but the dog was getting restless and he'd have to be walked. She pulled on her boots and rain jacket and went back to the cloakroom for a scarf. It was the school holidays and the children were watching TV, still in their pyjamas at 12. Paula's dad was upstairs fixing the light in Cheyenne's bedroom. She shouted up to let him know that she was going and then put her head round the living room door. "I'm taking the dog out," she said. "Grandad's upstairs." The children were side by side on the settee, a blanket pulled over their knees, their bodies barely touching. They didn't look up. "Hello," she said. "Shh," said Charlie, her boy, his eyes fixed on the screen. "Did you hear me? I'm taking the dog out and..." "Mum, I heard." She tutted and closed the door, her lips spelling out what she'd like to have said as she searched for her keys in the pile of scarves and gloves and schoolbooks by the front door. Then she heard a shout. "Wait, Mum, I'm coming." Cheyenne, her little girl, came running through. "You want to? It's raining." "I know, Mummy. I want to come with you." "Get dressed quickly, then." Cheyenne scrambled upstairs, still climbing on hands and knees at 4. Paula smiled after her and picked up the dog's lead without thinking. And of course, Roxy heard and went wild, bounding into the hall and jumping up at her over and over again, barking and snapping with excitement. The next few minutes were chaos, trying to calm him and to hurry Cheyenne.